right, welcome back to it. Just sorting through all of it. I mean, clearly the big story of the week is impeachment. The big story of the week is impeachment. But I want to share with you just a couple things that are just ridiculous. John McLaughlin, former CIA director, right? Appearing on some panel yesterday. Applauding the fact that, you know, all of these leaks and everything's happening. Applauding the fact that the White House, that this administration, that the presidency itself, not the president, but the presidency itself is being totally undermined. Totally undermined. It's bite number six, and I want you to hear this. Although he does admit the deep state exists, you have that going for you. Bite six, go.
There is something unique, you'd have to agree, that now the impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community. Feeds the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state. I mean, I think, you know, everyone here has seen this progression of diplomats and intelligence officers and White House people trooping up to Capitol Hill right now and saying these are people who are doing their duty, who are responding to a higher call.
Responding to a higher call, yeah. Mm-hmm. By what exactly? Did Eric Ciaramella respond to a higher call by doing everything he could to undermine a president, to leak information from the... And you have to ask yourself now, by Eric Ciaramella leaking, was he breaking the law? The leaks that he was letting go in 2017 while working in the West Wing, is he guilty of a crime? And it seems to me the answer might quite seriously be yes. I mean, if he's sitting in the West Wing openly leaking about confidential conversations and events going on in the Oval Office, which he did. He is the guy who spread the narrative that somehow Vladimir Putin had directed Donald Trump to fire James Comey. An absolutely absurd assertion, but gosh, the media wrapped their arms right around it because that's what they do because they're fools. And now we now know that Eric Ciaramella is the whistleblower. A guy who worked for Biden, a guy who worked for Brennan, a guy who worked closely with Adam Schiff's staff to craft this whole whistleblower narrative before it was ever filed. He was thrown out of the West Wing, according to NSC officials, because he was working against Trump and leaking against Trump. Those would be crimes. Those would be crimes. And I think what you're going to find out potentially is that your whistleblower is going to be indicted by John Durham. You heard it here first. You might find out that your whistleblower is going to be indicted by the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, John Durham, who has been trying to figure out how the whole narrative played out that started the Russia investigation. Now, remember, originally, his scope was to run up until the time that Bob Mueller was appointed special counsel. Now we know that it goes beyond that. So when Ciaramella was leaking information in May and June of 2017, at whose behest was he doing that? Creating the narrative that somehow Russia was involved with what was going on in the West Wing and in the Oval Office. Ciaramella finds himself in the crosshairs of this investigation. So when you hear John Durham drop his name in the investigation and point to him as Adam Schiff's whistleblower gets indicted for violating federal statutes and leaking classified information from the West Wing, the whole impeachment inquiry will explode. I mean, it doesn't take a legal mastermind to get there. Very simple. Ciaramella was right in the middle of it. And working for Brennan. Working for Joe Biden. Going back and forth to Ukraine at least a couple of times on Air Force Two. With Joe Biden. Trying to protect Joe Biden now by trying to smear Donald Trump. Trying to accuse Donald Trump of working with the Russians. Trying to accuse Donald Trump and creating a narrative that Donald Trump had worked with Vladimir Putin, and it was Putin who had said, you need to fire James Comey, and a week later he did that. That's the allegation, and it all started with Ciaramella. It all started with him. And so now that he has been unmasked, and I'm going just to guess that he was known prior. I mean, he started his work under Susan Rice. You're early. He started his work under Susan Rice and then worked with Joe Biden and then with John Brennan. He was mixing in mixed company with James Comey and James Clapper. This is all part of the Real Clear Investigations, Real Clear Politics. It's all on the Facebook page. You can go find it. Now, he went outside of his chain of command in 2017 May. I told you this before. That's how he got to create this Putin-fired Comey narrative. He did all of that. He helped fuel the appointment of the special counsel. He was part of the insurance policy. Ciaramella might have been the entire insurance policy. It might be the guy, which means John Durham has him. Dead to rights. Yeah. Ciaramella, let's make him a fine jail cell somewhere. Make it cozy. It's on the way. 52 after. Final thoughts after this.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.